Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so I heard the story about Housing Choices Tasmania taking over nearly 500 public housing properties on the northwest coast. So before we get into why you're doing that, can you explain a bit about Housing Choices Tasmania, what you do?
Yes, certainly, Dan. We're part of a national community housing group called Housing Choices Australia and operate in five states across Australia now. In Tasmania, we've been operating since 2010. We started off on a small scale in the south, and then in 2014, under the state government's Better Housing Futures program, we were awarded the management of 1,170 Housing Tasmania-owned properties up on the northwest coast. So we've been operating in the northwest since 2014, delivering our property and tenancy management services together with a whole range of other community engagement and resident engagement services as well. So we now in Tasmania, with the proposed transfer of an additional 475 properties, together with our pipeline of development over the last several years, we'll be getting up to managing and owning around about 2,000 properties across the state in Tasmania.
For people who are renting those homes at the moment, what does this effectively mean for them?
So look, Darren, and we're fortunate this time round in that we're a known commodity in the northwest, having delivered our services for the past 6 years. And have the support of, you know, many of the community houses and the child and family centres and a range of our organisations that support us, in addition to our tenancies. So we always are a bit mindful that people potentially are a bit anxious around any transfer of this type.
Yeah.
But for the residents coming across to us from Housing Tasmania Management, what they will see, firstly, is we hope an improved and a more personalised service for those tenants. There's certainly should be no fear for them that their circumstances will change. The difference being, as a community housing provider, residents that are managed by our organisation are entitled to or are potentially eligible for Commonwealth rent assistance, which is then funnelled to us on top of what they would normally pay. So there are no out-of-pocket expenses for the residents transferring over. It just gives us an additional input of revenue in order to provide those additional and more targeted services that we're promising to deliver. So, you know, we've got contractual obligations with Housing Tasmania as well to ensure that we improve on the maintenance that's currently been undertaken, but also importantly that we deliver, as I've mentioned before, those sorts of community engagement and tenant activities that drive resilient communities and hopefully build on people's capacities to improve their own circumstances.
Right. Now, with your management of the properties, the houses themselves will remain in government ownership, but you will manage them. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So they retain ownership, but we are responsible for every other element of the management of those properties, including, you know, tenancy, property, and all of those things that people would expect us to do.
Right. So you'll be contacting, notifying residents of the situation?
Yep, so we've already started, Darren, over the past couple of weeks, and we had to wait until sort of contracts were signed and all of that sort of stuff because we're very mindful of people's privacy as well.
Yeah.
But once that was all signed off, we basically put our plan in place to hold a number of resident registration and information sessions across the new suburbs. We've been contacting people directly, we've been door knocking, we've got welcome packs ready to go and pre-populated the quantity of forms that people will need to sign up to in order to transfer their rental payments to our organisation rather than Housing Tasmania. And they've been going really successfully, Darren. It's been a really positive experience and we hope it's been positive for the residents as well.
All right. Thanks very much for taking our call. Appreciate it, Kim.
Not a problem anytime, Darren.